Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I am Tim. Welcome to the podcast where we take a lighthearted look at the dark side of history. And the topic of our podcast today is We Are Not Amused, the Many Assassination Attempts on Queen Victoria.
And hold on, Timmy, just before you get into that,
yeah.
You said we
the collective
are not amused, and the many. And we and many is going to play an important role here.
Okay.
Because there's we.
Well, as you know, Colonel, being a man of your esteemed knowledge.
You've not been introduced yet.
Queen Victoria.
I need no introduction.
She's known for saying we are not amused, so.
Yeah.
We're very clever in our titles. Actually, I am. I'm the one that writes this shit. You guys don't do a thing. I would like to introduce the our own queen, a lady who is known. First of all, let me remind you that we are an adult comedy podcast.
Blah, blah, blah.
We use adult language, so if that offends you.
Then you can go. What could you do, devil? You could go
get yourself
a big shiny stick, whack yourself in the forehead, and fuck yourself.
Okay. Or you could check out one of the other fine podcasts out there, including our friends at Insight. They Walk Among Us.
You could do both.
And Already Gone. Let me introduce the lady in the room.
She's no lady.
Who is dressed
in
black.
That's being kind.
Did you just return from the Grammys or whatever the hell that was the other night?
The Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes.
You got big black globes today.
No, I didn't get a chance to go.
You didn't go? Are you dressed in black to support your feral vagina women?
She's the new Johnny Cash.
No, I'm not. I have on black sweater and gray pants. Maybe it's because I had to sit with you fuckers for an hour.
Are you depressed?
Well, that makes me depressed.
We'd like to introduce the first lady of podcasting, a lady who is known throughout the land as Brandy the Benevolent, our own Queen Brandy the First. How are you today, Brandy?
I'm all right. Timmy, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Are you excited to be here with all three of us to do a podcast?
I wish I could say I was.
Now, you know, Chuck, Brandy has a desire to let everyone know through social media what TV show she's watching.
Yeah.
So I just did it last night.
So you're watching The Queen. Are you enjoying that?
I'm watching The Crown, and I am enjoying it.
Could you do me a favor and maybe tonight take a picture of your fucking dinner? Because I don't care about that either.
Oh, I don't care that you don't care, you fuck stain.
So on social media, you let everyone know you're watching The Crown, which is about Queen Elizabeth, right?
Yes.
Where are they at in the episodes that you're watching? Are they up to – has – Camilla Parker Bowles made a
No. She's not there. No. Oh. Charles is still a young lad.
Okay. No, I can't wait till she makes an appearance.
Well, you know.
Takes his cherry.
I am totally not looking forward to that shit.
Come on. She looks like a horse. Everybody knows.
Well, Charles is no fucking prize.
Yeah, but he's a prince.
Yeah, but still, dude.
He's got a whole fucking kingdom to offer.
Yeah.
What does she have to offer?
He's
names.
He's a homely.
He's got like four names.
He's a homely motherfucker.
She got what's her name now? Is it Camilla Parker Bowles? What is his name? Windsor? Or?
Yeah, he's a Windsor.
Okay,
Jesus,
it's a lot of fucking
names.
How do you not know a lot of fucking names? Let me introduce. Is that all Brandy time? Because we're kind of all
we're pretty much done with Brandy time.
Evidently, we are. I'm watching The Crown. It's very good. If you get a chance to watch it, you should.
Well, if you had been watching the series on Queen Victoria, you'd be able to discuss this topic intelligently today, which, of course, you can't. You'll just read what I have written for you, which is basically your only skill. Let me introduce...
Jesus Christ.
You know, let me tell you... It's
would
been
you like to introduce the Colonel?
It's been a long time since we've been together as a threesome. And,
it's been a very long time.
Timmy has gotten to be a bit of a bitch.
Yes, he's turned into a prick. He was always, and listeners don't notice, Timmy's always been a prick. But when he gets on here, he plays this like,
oh, yeah, he wants to sweet, act like he's all yeah. sweet Uncle Timmy.
Oh, yeah,
and, everybody, I'm so glad you're here, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I am glad you're here.
And then,
I'm glad all three of us are together. It's been a while because you fuckers can't show up to work for us to podcast. You know, one constant with this podcast is me.
Hey, wait a minute. I just have a question.
Yes.
Are you here tomorrow?
No.
Okay. Then there you go.
That's why we're podcasting today.
So you fuckers can't show up for work.
Let me introduce the most dangerous man in podcasting,
Brandon.
He
is not.
He's a man who is known. Well, he's been described as an oasis in the desert of despair.
By no one.
He's a man of high morals, I would say.
And little means.
He is the face of erectile dysfunction.
No, I got a counter
true.
For that, Timmy, because I'm going to tell you about my weekend.
Oh, yes, he had quite the weekend.
Can we
That's
skip?
Why he wasn't here.
Can we skip Colonel time
let's
for that reason?
Let me introduce the very honorable, the Reverend, the Colonel, Charles Beauregard Hawkwaters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm not good, Timmy.
Well, that's great. Can we move on?
Well, let's find out what's wrong with the Colonel.
I don't want to know. I know
we
what's wrong.
We spent plenty of time on Brandy.
Let's focus
on the Colonel.
Did
a
we?
Bit.
No, because he's just going to talk about his dick, and I don't want to hear about it.
Colonel.
Because it makes me a little bit nauseous.
Apparently, he's overcome his erectile dysfunction.
And quite frankly.
I had a lot of physical activity over the weekend. I'm a little stiff.
Did you cut down
sore.
A tree?
Were you taking care of business, Colonel?
Did you cut?
I know people think that
to sit
the
here
Colonel is,
drink
you know,
my coffee and relax.
The Colonel spends all his
wait
time.
Wait a minute, you should not be talking about your coffee. You got a damn percolator in your office. That is.
I don't know what a percolator
that's a
is.
That's a fire code. Is it not a fire code?
Goddamn right it is.
I don't know what a percolator is.
Timmy, we need to get a fire warden vest on and put them on now.
You know what you've got?
We can write her a ticket.
You've got a plant that smells like BO. Makes everybody
oh my
think
God,
that that's
I hate
you.
That fucking plant.
Well,
why don't you throw that motherfucker
because
away?
One of my employees.
Every time I walk into the office, I think it's you.
Yeah, I think it is too. Timmy didn't bathe today.
Like a homeless
how
guy
does plants
lives in that
have
office.
BO? I mean, how do they have BO?
I don't know, but yours somehow
I'm
manages
in some
it.
Fucking right guard for it, or Colonel. Anyway, back to your sexual exploits.
Yeah,
yes, they're quite impressive, Timmy. Yes, but let me tell you, about my weekend, Timmy.
Okay, tell me, Colonel, because everyone is
it
dying
was cold.
To know. It was damn cold.
You know what we're about Sex. To get? You know what finally the devil going to get over here?
18 what? Times.
6 to 10 inches.
Brandy, are you looking forward to the snow?
I am. Fucking bring it. I have 15 interventions taped.
Again with the TV show.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
Motherfucker, can you play it? Read a
times.
Book, motherfucker. Could you read a book? Get on the History Channel. Learn
Listen
something.
To a podcast.
This is why your brain mush all the time.
Chuck is announcing you had sex 18 times this week.
Let's talk about Queen Victoria, shall we?
We shall. And we're going to get into this, and I'm going to say right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Because we're going to come up with somebody's going to complain because we're going to be talking about midgets.
There is short people.
I was in Target this weekend. There was a girl in there, Timmy. She couldn't have been more than 4'2", 4'3".
Okay.
All right.
We'll wait and see what Renee says.
She's a little person, Timmy.
Okay.
Okay. She was nary a midget nor a dwarf. She was a little person.
Okay.
First of all, dwarf ain't a little person because dwarfs ain't people. They're demons. Okay?
Okay.
Especially when we get into it. We got a hunchback dwarf in here.
Why are you? You're like Timmy.
They're
just
demons.
Fucking give the whole goddamn
yeah,
thing away.
You are kind of giving the story.
I'm
away.
Just saying ahead of time, putting a disclaimer he's, in.
You're
don't
just
send me any
flapping
PMs.
Your cock
so if you're,
I don't
if you
care.
Are a hunchback dwarf, you may want to skip this episode. Is that what you're
yeah? This might be a trigger. If you are scared of hunchback dwarfs, mm-hmm. we're giving trigger warnings right now.
Okay.
If you're scared of people attempting to shoot other people in the face,
yes.
Trigger warning.
Yes.
So,
can I get into the story?
I don't know.
If you'd fucking move along,
I went
on.
To Kroger today, and we were walking by a car that had a bullet lodged in it. I'm like, oh, let's keep moving. Let's keep it going.
Was that frowned upon?
Evidently. I hope that's Renee texting you.
This is the mini assassination attempts on Queen Victoria. Queen Victoria, Brandy, as you know, if you watched The Queen, now you watched the other one, right? You watched Elizabeth. But as you know, Queen Victoria, there were 8 assassination attempts on Queen Victoria during her reign.
She might have been a bitch.
Well, we're going to talk about that.
How many times have people tried to assassinate you that you know of? Because you got a few coming.
Where do you think that bullet hole came from?
They were aiming for you.
I don't know. It was in the hood of like a Renault or so. I'm not real sure.
All right. Queen Victoria reigned over the British Empire from 1876 until 1901, Brandy. And if we're going to say at all, we're going to say at all today.
Of course you are.
This is a British podcast.
Sure.
At all.
Because we're fancy.
We're fancy. We're fancy like Ben and Rosanna.
Well, nobody's fancy like they are.
You know what? Why? This is what I want to know.
For fuck's sake.
We almost got into the story.
Why?
Are you
why
talking?
Why doesn't Rosanna have a title?
She needs
one. She needs to be the Duchess or...
Dame. How about Dame Rosanna?
I think that's for old people.
Okay. It's not.
Or it's for guys who dress
Princess,
like women.
Princess Rosanna.
Princess Rosanna.
Okay.
I think he should. And Duke Ben.
Yeah.
Ben should be a Baron. Baron Ben.
Duke Benjamin.
Baron Benjamin.
No, then he would be Lord Ben.
Lord Ben, yes.
Sounds very religious.
You know what? I believe I need another title. An English title.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
He's already, wait a minute. Did you hear what Timmy's new name is?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. Timmy's new name is Baron.
Mm-hmm.
Diablo Horatio
Fontaine.
Baron like Diablo it. Horatio Fontaine.
But I would also like to be a lord. Lord Diablo Horatio
I think those are,
Fontaine.
I think
not Fellatio.
No.
I like Fellatio, but I don't want it as my middle name.
Are you sure? Also, with that title, you're going to
need
an ascot.
Are you kidding me? Fellatio's his middle name.
I am going to get an ascot and a monocle and a cigarette holder with a cigarette attached.
And, seriously, a cane with a sword.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A walking cane. I want
a
walking
cane. Well, a walking cane that turns into a sword, right. Clearly.
What's are you motherfucker?
Because you never know.
Into this story?
I'm sorry, what?
What's my name?
First of all, don't ever ask
Lord,
me like that.
Lord.
What's my name, bitch?
Yeah. Lord.
What's my name?
Lord.
Snoop
Lord. Diablo?
Diablo? Horatio?
Horatio. Fontaine.
Fellatio.
Fontaine.
Yes.
Fontaine.
He's all right.
Okay, let's go Fellatio.
He's of Mexican Italian heritage.
Queen Victoria reigned over the British Empire from 1876 until 1901. Her reign of 63 years and 7 months was longer than any of her predecessors and was only surpassed by?
Queen Victoria.
Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth, your toolbox.
Yes.
Lizzie.
The era of Queen Victoria's reign is known as?
The Victorian era, Timmy.
Thank you very much, Colonel. He reads a book. He's crazy. Yeah.
You pulled that out of the air.
You know what? No, because I ain't sitting around watching this junk TV. I'm reading books.
Intervention's
devil.
Amazing.
All right. So,
you're not.
It was a period of industrial, cultural, political, scientific, and military change within the United Kingdom. It was marked by a great expansion of the British Empire. The sun never set on the British Empire when Queen Vicky was on the throne.
Well, good for them.
Yes. Despite her popularity, Queen Victoria was the target of 8 assassinations.
I got a question real quick.
All right. I'm in sentence 4, but go ahead.
Okay, when she has to go, you know.
Number 2.
Drop a royal dookie. Why? She say?
I don't know if this is going to add to her story or not.
No, I just wondered that when she says.
I already know it's not.
I'm going to the throne people know. Is she going to
Dick, they don't say that. They say the privy.
We actually.
You don't know how they
or
talk.
Or the water closet.
Or the loo.
Or the water closet.
See, you think. How many times you been to England, motherfucker?
How many times you been?
As many times as you?
Well, then shut the fuck up.
So that's what I'm saying.
I would like to point out.
But I have the stones to get on a plane and go. Do you?
I want to point out.
I've flown a plane.
Can I point out that we do have a topic. We do have, we are going to talk later on. We have another topic coming up in a future podcast on Catherine the Great, and she died on the John.
Well, that's perfect. You gave away that ending. Yeah. But go ahead.
All right. Well, no, because
now what's the point?
Because you know most people, you know, the rumor is she died by banging a horse. Mm-hmm. She really didn't. She wasn't that great.
She died after she went to the bathroom to clean up.
So this is so much better.
All right, let's get on with.
Go to sentence five.
Okay, so 8 assassination attempts against Queen Victoria. She was born on May 24th, 1819. She turned 18 on May 1937. Do the math, Colonel.
Oh, she was pregnant.
No, she wasn't pregnant. She was turned 18, Dick. Oh, okay. Less than a month later, on June 20th, 1837, King William IV died at the age of 71, Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
And Vicky became Queen of the United Kingdom. Okay? She would soon become one of the most influential people in the whole wide world, Brandy.
Who was her prime minister at that time?
Well, let me get to that.
Okay.
Churchill.
She would become fucking Churchill.
Churchill was a prime minister for like 200 years.
He was, man.
He was around forever.
He was not. He was around forever, but he wasn't prime minister that long. Anyway, I like Churchill.
Till Maggie came along.
I kind of like Churchill, but not.
Could you please
a lot.
Stick to the topic?
All right. Queen Victoria would soon become very influential. She would become a target for crackpots, Brandy.
Crackheads.
Hoping to make a name for themselves by assassinating the head of state.
You know, that shit ain't fun now either.
What?
Because people are always trying to make a name by either
assassinating
the colonel.
Yeah.
Or
you feel her pain.
I do. And you know what? Well, I'll let you get to it, but
Thank you.
Anybody under 4'8"?
Mm-hmm. All right, I know.
I just have my security take care of them.
Yeah, all right. Between the first attempt on her life in 1840.
You'll never see it coming.
So she became queen in 1837. The first attempt on her life happened 3 years later. She wasn't very popular at first. And
motherfuckers tried to kill her 8 times. I don't think she was ever popular, Timmy.
So the first attempt on her life came in 1840, and the last attempt came in 1882. So for over 42 years.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
But, you know, she had a stiff upper lip. She refused to let her assailants intimidate her. And
atta girl.
You know, she's a tough lady. The first fella.
So I'm assuming she was poor at said fellatio, Timmy, with that stiff upper lip.
I don't know if the royals have fellatio, do they? I like the new one though. What's the one, Mary and Harry?
Harry,
yeah,
and Meghan Markle.
I like
her.
She's, I like Kate Middleton.
I mean, I like Kate too. I would have.
I like Fergie
relations
still.
With either
I'm
one.
Still.
What
like,
about Camilla Parker Bowles?
Camilla Parker Bowles.
I still. Do
I'm saying, and they got this whole selection of strap-ons that they do. It's like the royal strap-on collection.
Wonder if they sell that at Target.
No, I think I've seen it on Home Shopping Network.
I've seen it at the Lion's Den.
Keeping
the
it classy.
Royal.
All right. So the first assassin.
That's thing shaped like a fist.
Yeah.
Edward Oxford, Brandy.
Well, did he write the dictionary?
Was the first. No, he's just. No.
No, just a guy.
No, just a guy. And both of his initials are both vowels.
They are.
That's weird.
They are.
That's weird shit. True story. Edward Oxford, E.O.
Eeyore. This is why we get such bad reviews.
I'm sure this is not it. Attempted assassin or whatever. He was an unemployed man, Brandy, who had a dream of a career as an admiral in the Royal Navy.
I have that dream.
I know you want to be the you want to manage Stonehenge, which is never going to happen.
Whatever. I know, Dream Killer. You already
cannot manage rocks.
They already found out. I already do, and they already found somebody to fill the position.
In your estimation, is Brandy capable of managing rocks at Stonehenge?
Come on now, like I don't already.
Well, I believe Stonehenge would still be standing.
Uh huh.
I don't believe she would ever really actually get around to checking them.
I'm telling you, they'd be all fucking. They're on. They'd be up, falling over and shit.
They'd be cracked. You know what? Four of the Stonehenges would be going home early every day.
Yeah, and people would be like, be putting like, graffiti on yeah. and shit.
Pissing on Stonehenge.
Oh my God.
You are not qualified to manage
You're
Stonehenge.
Not. You're not.
Sorry.
You're not. Any kind of monument.
I sit here with you two motherfuckers every day. What?
You're not good enough to manage. With stuff like that, and
let's start you with pebbles and see how you do. I'll get you bring in some pebbles.
Yeah, fruity pebbles.
We'll set them in on the table and on your desk.
And I bet you lose them.
Yeah, I
bet the janitor.
I would lose them.
The janitor. You know what?
I mean,
the
janitor
big signs up for the janitorial crew.
Career,
they would not clean
wouldn't
them
it
up.
Be a career killer if you was a manager of Stonehenge and one day you come in and they're all knocked down?
Yeah, that would suck. That would suck so bad.
You'd be like, you know, trying to put them back in place and shit.
I know. Yeah. Season. Or like being the manager of all those heads on Easter Island.
I know. That's a job. That's
I know
a lot
it's
of
a
responsibility.
Job. There's a lot of heads.
Yeah, well, that's why you start with Stonehenge. You work your way up to
Easter Island.
Easter Island, yeah. Edward Oxford was an unemployed man who dreamed of his career as an admiral in the Royal Navy. In June 1840, frustrated that the world did not recognize his genius.
Well,
I'm kind of frustrated. I have that same frustration. Oh,
I know you do.
I feel you, brother. I feel you.
He confronted Victoria and her hubby, Albert, on Constitutional Hill, which is, I guess, right outside the Royal Palace.
A hill?
And this becomes, this place,
they don't
all of these assassination attempts happens at the same place, which is really weird.
Are you wearing a t-shirt under that shirt?
Yeah, why wouldn't all she right. just take a different route then?
I'll get into that.
Tradition.
Why
did she tell the Uber driver not to pick up?
He was armed with two flashy dueling pistols.
Dueling pistols.
Flashy ones at that.
Did he challenge her to a duel?
No.
They slap her in the face.
Now,
with
Edward Oxford was a good-looking 18-year-old with dark eyes and auburn hair.
My little fucker is 18 years old. Get the fuck out of here.
You can't be no admiral at 18.
No.
Trying to kill a queen at 18. You got to be at least 25 to try to kill somebody.
Get out of here with that shit.
Above a baron.
Now, he had worked as a pot boy.
I don't know.
At a local public house.
I believe I got one of my sons working as a pot
boy
right now.
He was the shit getter.
Oh, yeah. Piss boy.
Yeah.
Piss boy. Come
no,
here, sir.
He actually was. It was like a bus boy. He'd get the empty pots and.
Yeah, he was a shit getter.
Yeah. He worked at a local. But he was fired because he had a manic laughter that disturbed the guest.
I bet it did. If you had to clean up, if you had to clean up shit all day, then I bet you would too.
Let's see. All right. So I explained what pot boy was. He had a little. No. He was known as being a little odd. Ever since he was a child, with a violent, drunken, and often absent father. The young boy would often fly into fierce rages, Brandy, of his own, destroying everything in sight.
Yeah, he's a dick. That's why you can't be an admiral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would not remain.
Navy made a good decision.
He would not remain calm under pressure.
No.
I don't think so.
Now he was just an angry, frustrated, unemployed youth. And he became a member of a secret society of like-minded, angry young people known as Young England.
Yeah. Go out and get a job.
I don't know anything
about
that.
There was the millennials
society.
Of England at that time.
At that
time. They were in England and they were young, apparently.
Good. Good research. Go ahead.
He went between jobs and he had a belief that he was destined for more, and he was frustrated that no one could see that.
He was 18.
So when he was fired from his job as a pot boy.
How you get fired as a fucking piss
kid. Well, you know.
I guess if you dropped a bucket on somebody's shoe.
No, he would have that. He had that manic laughter.
Right. He's get fired as a piss getter.
Excuse me, can you bring me a glass of
water?
Where
do you go from there? Yeah. First of all, you do not bring a glass of water if you're a piss getter.
It's not piss.
How do you
he
put that
up,
on your resume?
He's not a
piss getter.
He's not,
I don't think that's
not
correct.
I mean, like
attendant.
In your achievements as a pop boy,
like
what do you put?
I don't like restroom attendants. First of all, they want me to give them money, and I don't like giving money just to take a pee. Second of all, I don't like people like drying my hands.
You know what I like to do, Timmy?
What?
When
give
you go in there.
Show them your wiener.
I do that, too, because I step real far back from the urinal.
and see if you can hit
just
it.
Just brag to just like give a good arc there.
Then do you ask him to dry it off?
No.
You have
actually,
to, you have to tip him extra.
This is what
for
freaks
that.
People out.
You got to tip him extra.
You walk in and you hold your hands out and you wash your hands. And then you, before you do anything.
Mm-hmm. And then they put cologne on you.
They look
What's
at you
about?
Real strange.
They want you to smell good.
They look at you real strange and you say,
we say, do something to my plant.
Sir, with this dick, I wash my hands before I touch it. And then you do it again. Then you stand about 6 feet back just to show them that your prostate's real good and you got a steady flow.
This is the most ridiculous fucking thing. That
and
it's like 30 seconds of my life. I'm never going to get back.
You know why? Because you're jealous, girl.
Why
you
got
to sit down to pee. You can't stand 6 feet from a urinal. I can. I'm like Michael Jordan with urine.
I'm sure if I practiced, I could. But
no, I could move down.
A pot boy.
And hit a urinal
a,
three
That's a
three
piss getter.
Three down.
I'm saying piss getter.
So anyway, he got losing his job was just the final straw for him as a pot boy. So he was determined that the world to see him as more than just a pot boy. So he decided he was going.
So was Tommy Chong.
He decided he was going to kill the queen to make a name for
well,
himself.
Well, that's one way to go.
He was the old. He was olden days John Hinckley. To me.
Using the very yeah, he was using the last of his wages, Brandy. He purchased two pistols. And the powder shot.
So was one just wasn't going to do it?
Well, you know,
I feel
it's
like
really
he wasted
a smart thing
money.
To if you're you know if you're going to assassinate the queen to have more than one sidearm. Don't you think so, Colonel?
Well, I think you need a sword, Timmy.
That's what I'm
thinking.
Get
do
a
it,
knife.
Right? Jump out with a big 17-inch samurai sword.
We'll get. Using his last of his wages, he purchased these guns and some powder shot. He spent a few days perfecting his aim and at shooting galleries around London. That's in England, Brandy.
Uh-huh.
Victoria was 4 months pregnant at the time with her first child.
Oh, that's some shit.
Yeah. On June 10th, 1840, Edward Oxford was dressed smartly, Brandy. Like, sort of like me. I generally dress smartly.
You dress like a 10-year-old, but go ahead.
And a light, he had a light silk waistcoat and brown frock coat.
Gotta look good. Gotta look good when the cops pick you up.
Well, you know, and you get, you know, the photographers and everyone starts.
Yeah.
You know, paparazzi starts showing up.
The paparazzi are the worst. Victorian era paparazzi were the worst.
They really were.
You had to stand still while they sketched you.
Black shit all over your face.
And you would have to stand for hours sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fittingly, it was the outfit that he wore, his suit that he wore, had been only previously been worn to a funeral that he attended.
Yeah.
And so he set off with his duds and his pistols, set off for a brisk walk toward the palace, Brandy. When he reached it, he found crowds of people jostling for a glimpse of the queen, trying to get him.
Jostling?
Yeah, whatever. So he passed through the entrance and continued along Constitutional Hill. Now, he picked a quiet but not totally secluded spot, Brandy, and casually waited in his frock and his long frock.
Standing there smoking.
Have you ever had a long frock, Colonel?
I just told you over the weekend I had almost 18 long.
No. A coat. A frock.
Oh, frock?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. No, I haven't had a frock.
Renee says she'll talk to you when you get home.
Okay, this is a message from Renee.
Mm-hmm.
She probably is going to put pressure on you to perform better than you already have.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be it.
I'm like the Bruce Jenner. I don't use Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, sure you do. Go ahead.
You are like Bruce Jenner in a lot of ways.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
I'm like, hold on. Hold on, devil. You know what I am, devil? You know what I am?
An asshat.
I am like the LeBron James of making love.
First of all, that's King James. So disgusting. King Charles.
King Charles.
You're so gross. Go away.
He doesn't have sex, Brandy. What do you do, Colonel?
I make love.
Sweet magic
sweet,
love.
Sweet magic love.
All right. So back to our story. So he was just waiting there, waiting for the queen to show up. 2 hours later, there was a sudden sound of cheering people. It alerted him to the presence of the monarch. The queen, with the prince by her side, emerged from the garden gate in an open carriage pulled by four horses. See, it's those open carriages, Colonel. That's an assassin's dream.
But yet the Pope just still wanders around.
Well, he has a Pope mobile.
Huh?
He has the Pope mobile.
Yeah, but it ain't bulletproof.
Only in the front. I thought he had the, he has the
Pope mobile. The Pope mobile is bulletproof.
You would have thought she would have learned from Kennedy not to do that shit.
Happened a little bit
You would think she
learned
from Kennedy.
Maybe Kennedy should have learned from her.
Well, yeah, well, a lesson should have been learned somewhere. Yes.
Anyway, 2 hours. So anyway, the queen waved to the crowd graciously.
Like this.
Yes.
Except our listeners can't see how I'm waving.
No, they cannot.
I'm doing the queen wave.
Edward made his move, Brandy.
Yeah.
He walked forward, nodding his head, then drew a pistol from his frock.
Oh, goody.
His coat.
So it was a frocking pistol.
At just 6 paces away, Brandy.
Yes.
From the queen, he fired. Screams rang out among the crowd, but the queen was unaffected. She didn't even seem to realize that she had been shot at. Not the brightest queen in the world.
Huh.
Well, you know, Reagan didn't even know he was shot when he got to the hospital.
That's true. The horses started, and the carriage came to an abrupt stop. Albert took his wife's hand and asked if the fright had shaken her. But she merely laughed in reply, Brandy. Does everyone ever try to assassinate Queen Brandy? would not want to put that thought in people's mind.
No, we do not assassinate Queen Brandy. That would be horrible.
It'd be horrible, and you'd be famous, and like everyone in the world would know your name. And
hit in the head with a tomato.
Probably
orange.
Probably get GoFundMe page started.
Wow.
The horse. All right, anyway.
We are in no way encouraging listeners.
No,
to
assassinate
do
Queen
any
Brandy.
Kind of physical violence upon this wretched woman.
But you can say mean things about her on Twitter. The law against that, Colonel.
There's all kinds of people doing it every
day.
Oh,
my God. What the fuck did I do? Besides show up for podcasting.
Yeah, once, finally.
Yeah, finally. Me and Timmy have been carrying this son of a bitch for three years, man.
We almost hit our 3-year anniversary, by the way.
I know. You ought to buy us a gift, motherfucker. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, really. We've really been carrying you, Brandy. I mean,
that's all right.
Just, don't want to put you on a spot, but, really, there's two stars in this podcast.
I know.
We don't want to make you feel bad.
I wish one of you was one of them.
Knowing that he had been spotted, he drew out his second pistol. See, this is why you always have two, Brandy.
Whatever.
But in a brief pause, the queen had spotted him. She ducked as Albert pulled her down and Edward fired. So Albert saved her life. The ball passed just above her head and struck into a wall behind her. In a moment, the carriage rode away at high speed.
Little-known fact to me.
Uh-huh.
Albert soiled himself.
I bet he did. I mean, it would be pretty scary to be in that situation. Edward Oxford.
Have you ever been shot at before?
Well, yeah. No. No, I haven't.
Yeah, he has. Waiting for the bus.
I have a Tinder match.
Oh, he's got a Tinder match.
I have a Tinder match.
Is it from North Korea?
No, I don't know if it's North Korea or not, fuckers. All right, so.
Can we see it?
She's probably a crackhead. You know she's got issues.
Well, I think he puts on his profile, only issues need apply.
Oh, he'd have
to. It's kind of assumed.
It's a given.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? What does she say? What's going on?
It's just a match.
Yeah. With who?
Maggie, 31.
Little old for you.
Would you do her, Colonel?
Really?
Maggie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Would you do her?
Oh, wake up, Maggie. I got something to give to you, girl.
All right. Thank you, Maggie.
Of course you would.
I will text you when I'm done with my part. All right, so Oxford.
Here, let me text him.
No.
I got a red solo cup over there. Chuck would fuck if he was given the chance.
Oxford was quickly arrested. When he came to court, Edward was found not guilty on the grounds of insanity, Brandy.
Well, because he had that laugh.
They transferred him to a mental hospital. He soon became a model patient, Colonel, and was later released on the assurance that he would migrate to another country.
There you go.
Edward agreed, and he was sent off to Australia, changing his name and finding employment as a house painter, Brandy.
Yeah.
He kind of reinvented himself and climbed a social ladder and was elected to a member of parliament under his new name. He took a new name when he was
So he did get kind of what he wanted.
Well, he wasn't. He didn't become an admiral, but
yeah,
I mean,
but
he
got to be a big deal.
Yeah, even after this assassination,
so it worked.
Kinda.
So there you go.
Well, the queen, whose popularity had been waning before the assassination attempt, received an unexpected boom in popularity. So her approval rating went up, or whatever, became more popular because of this attempt. She insisted on not letting this tragic event change her life. So she would still go out in public and be seen in crowds and by her subjects. So everywhere the royal couple would go after this, people would applaud. Like, they didn't really like Albert when she got married. And so they were kind of unpopular at first. But then this kind of got her in good standing with her subjects. Edward Oxford, as I said, went on to a pretty nice life in Australia. He became very successful and indeed attended a celebration for Queen Victoria's 70th birthday. So he changed his name so they didn't know it was him.
Right.
And it was in Australia, so he didn't come back to Great Britain.
Right.
But okay, that's the first attempt, Brandy. Tell us what happens next.
Well, I will. I will tell you what happens next.
I'll talk to Maggie.
Yes. Well, whatever.
I don't believe that's a real name to me.
I don't think it's a real person. I think it's one of those sex dolls.
How many Japanese Maggies do you know?
Zero.
I don't think she's Japanese, but
2 years later, Japanese. 2 years later, on May 30th, 1842, John Francis came close to making Queen Victoria's reign 5 years rather than 64. The second and third attempts on Queen Victoria's life were very similar to the first. Standing on Constitutional Hill with a flintlock pistol, Francis waited for Victoria and Prince Albert Nakan to return from a carriage ride through London's parks.
He was patient.
Speak into the microphone. I can't hear you.
I am speaking
try
into
to
the
make,
microphone.
Try to bring it to life, Brandy. Try to make it exciting.
Really? Because
this is an assassination
I just
attempt.
Said something.
You remember that comedian Stephen Wright?
Yes.
That's who Brandy does the script like.
Deadpan. And
I just said something you all totally missed.
What'd you
it
say?
Made me happy. I'm not fucking telling you.
Prince
listen,
Albert
you can
Nakan?
To it.
How many times are you going to use that old tired worn out thing?
I just said it one time. On the evening of
like
May,
nobody ever heard
of
that
Monday,
before.
May 30th, 1842, at about 6 o'clock in the evening, as the Queen and Prince were returning from their evening drive in their open barouche.
See, here you go. Again, Colonel, an open carriage.
Mm-hmm.
People never learn. And Colonel said, how many times are you going to use that old thing? That's what she said.
John Francis attempted to fire a pistol into the carriage.
Okay.
He was spotted by a police constable, Tanner, who rushed towards him in an attempt to knock the pistol out of his hand.
What's the difference between a police officer and a constable?
A constable does not carry a nightstick to me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
a
that's,
police officer.
That's
he's a bobby.
Yeah, you don't. You didn't know. You didn't know. You act like you say. Yeah, yeah. You didn't know that.
By the way, Maggie's already calling
it's
me.
Not
boo.
True. No. As he seized the pistol, it went off, although it did not injure anyone. It was his second attempt on the life of the
boo
monarch.
If I want to be.
The day before.
I can be a boo.
Oh, not a boo.
God. Okay, it was his second attempt on her life. The day before, he had pointed his pistol at the Queen's carriage as she and Albert had made the short trip from Buckingham Palace to the Chapel Royal at St. James Palace.
See, you can't even go to church without some nut trying to take a shot at you.
I know.
He had hesitated and fled, but three people, including Albert, had seen him. The police were now on the alert, and so were Victoria and Albert. They boldly decided to ride this day in an attempt to flush him out.
See,
okay, you said flush. I got to ask a question. When Prince Albert goes to the bathroom,
he goes to the can.
Does he say, Where's Prince Albert? And do they say, oh, Prince Albert's in the can?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, how many times do you use that tired fucking joke, you stupid piece of shit?
That's
piece of shit. Are we really going to go there now?
I would just say that this is kind of brave of her because she gets shot at one day and they decide to go out and
She hit my microphone.
They decide that she go out. She went out the second day to get him.
I know because I just said that.
Yeah, it's a,
she used herself as bait.
I mean, they could have put like somebody like Benny Hill in drag or something.
Well, sure.
But instead, she did it herself. Brave queen.
She's ballsy.
She's got balls like Camilla Parker Bowles. What's her name, Brandy?
Camilla Parker Bowles.
Say it, Colonel.
Camilla Parker Bowles.
God.
Mrs. Bowles.
That poor, poor, homely woman.
Bowles.
We would like everyone on our Facebook page to...
Mrs. Bowles.
We'd like everyone on our Facebook page to record themselves saying Camilla Parker Bowles and post it on our page. We'd really like that because we have nothing else to do besides watching Intervention. All right.
You ain't got the most
really?
600 pounds really 90, yet?
When, no.
She
really,
don't have a fucking book in her house, I bet.
Wait a minute. Really 90 Day Fiancé? Really?
I have to catch up on that.
See? Well, and since you have the attention span of a tsetse fly and can only watch it for 10 minutes at a time.
That's all you need.
Good God.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I disagree. All right.
I can say to me, it's a goddamn good thing it ain't a sprint.
I've never seen a sprinter shuffle.
Continue, Brandy. Let's talk about Queen Victoria, for Christ's sake. This is the queen.
You show some respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. No. Okay. So the plan worked, but not without a hitch. Half an hour before their return, P.C. William Trounce had spotted Francis, but as the queen's carriage rushed down the hill, Trounce was torn between his desire to show due respect to his monarch and his duty to protect her. What a dumbass. He opted for loyalty, turned to face the carriage and salute, and was deafened as Francis fired at the queen at close range. And son of a bitch.
So the cop there doesn't want to be disrespectful to the king. He sees this guy pulling out a gun. Who they set this whole thing up to throw this guy out. But instead,
I'll just salute.
But, you know, there was a Thai princess or a Thai queen, something. She was on the royal barge and it sank. And Thai people are not allowed to touch their queen.
Oh, and so that she just sank.
She drowned
in front of all those people.
She drowned, yeah.
Now, you know what, though? This goes back to, you know, Reagan got shot because the police, they used to, you know, it's Secret Service, of course. Mm-hmm. But then for the
can they carry
nightsticks? This time in New York, they actually had guns.
Ah.
And they don't do it. Reagan, they changed the rule because Reagan got shot like that. One of the things that happened was local policemen are so enthralled by being that close to the president
that they can
sometimes lose their focus a little bit. And there were policemen right next to John Hinckley, local police. And
this is fascinating, Randy. Come on.
So they changed what they do. The Secret Service realized that, you know, you didn't want to get the police that close to the president because just human nature being what it was.
Yeah. And you know, there wasn't that many Secret Service agents. I think there was only like 20 in Dallas. You know, they say all these Secret Service agents all over the place. They don't have that many, actually, that travel with the president. Continue, Brandy.
Secret Service is a fascinating thing.
Yeah. They wear sunglasses.
You wouldn't know, I mean, because you don't read anything about history. Do you know what the Constitution is, though?
I'm just trying to get through this goddamn story and make it through the motherfucking day.
She's in the climax, Colonel.
Let's hear some groaning, girl. My name.
My God.
What's my name?
Baron Horatio.
Diablo.
Diablo Horatio Fontaine.
There you go.
All right. Let's see here. So this dumbass decides it's better that he is respectful and watches his queen get shot. Then actually stop the shooting. Let's see. So this guy, Francis, thrusts the pistol into her face. I know. thrust the pistol into her face, but faithful servant John Brown knocked it to the ground.
That rhymed.
Yes. Such was the lax state of royal security during Victoria's reign.
Wasn't too goddamn lax. He knocked it to the ground.
Yeah, but you got people saluting her while she's getting shot at.
Shoving a gun all up in right. your face.
Like got in her, yeah.
All up in her face.
A detail of the Metropolitan Police followed her wherever she went, and her prime ministers and home secretaries added to that detail as a response to any threat. But it was she who decided when and how she would travel. The day Frances shot at her, the decision to ride was hers, as was the decision to ride the next day amongst a crowd of thousands clamoring to congratulate her.
That is kind of brave to do that.
Though her decisions might seem to us dangerous, foolhardy even,
yes,
and run counter to every tenet of royal security today, they ultimately served Victoria well, and she converted seven near tragedies into triumphs.
Colonel, did you see Donald Trump on his Secret Service? He tried to put locks inside of his bedroom so that he could get in. They wouldn't allow him to.
What's he doing in there?
I don't know, but I guess he didn't want to be just people walking in on him or whatever. But he tried to put a lock inside his bedroom, and they wouldn't allow him.
Did he go up to Home Depot and grab one?
I don't know.
Yes, that's what he did. He ran to Lowe's. Him and my dad were both in the lock section.
Got a gift card. Yeah. Melania.
In the wake of each attempt on her life, the public rose up to demonstrate its loyalty and affection.
She was much loved, Brandy.
So I understand.
Yes.
All that time and you only done one page?
I know.
For fuck's sake, girl. Spit the words out.
This is a good one, Colonel, this one.
Okay. We're going to listen intently and try to bring it to life, could you?
Yeah, put some emotion into it.
I almost fell asleep over here.
Yeah. You know, when we get those
one-star reviews
saying that we are monotone, yeah. Or it says she's monotone.
She's monotone.
Usually the pronoun she, the feminine pronoun she.
Yeah, we don't like to point fingers, but yeah,
there's
Jew.
Only one woman on the podcast.
They don't. No, I'm just saying it's sexist and unfair.
You yeah. Clit-sickle's about ready for me to get
but they don't
here.
Want you to go. Anytime if you'd read the dying. Motherfucker like you was alive, yeah. I got to check you for a pulse every
pull
10.
Pull us in, Brandy. Pull us in.
Yeah. Make me feel something, girl. Make me feel something. Shit.
We got listeners here that depend on this podcast.
Yeah.
Brighten their day.
You're letting them down, girl. You're letting them down.
I'm going to kick you in the wiener.
Was that your foot up?
It was my foot.
My farracho area there?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Felt kind of good. I like those shoes.
John.
Are those cocks?
No. They're like the ugliest, most comfortable shoes.
I like them.
Did you buy them at DWs?
No.
DSWs.
I did not.
All right.
John William Bean, an 18-year-old.
Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Anyway, this is a good one, Colonel.
All right.
All right, continue.
You're going to have to let me get through this a second.
All right.
John William Bean, an 18-year-old hunchback dwarf.
Demon.
was
Demon.
Third.
Praise God.
To attempt to kill the queen a little over a month after John Francis made his attempts.
She must not have been pulling well in the young hunchback dwarf
department. Demographic.
Demographic, yeah.
Depressed, he decided to end it all or at least change his miserable existence dramatically by pointing a pistol at the queen while she and Albert rode to church.
Pointing it up.
Well, all I want to say is that is one thing, that is one moment in history I would have loved to have witnessed.
It ain't like
it gets better. So
come in like inconspicuously. Everybody looking at him like,
wait a minute.
The fuck, not only is he a dwarf.
Look, Queen Victoria. Oh, no, wait.
See, that would be me. That would totally
be me. There's a hunchback dwarf.
But wait, it gets better.
All right. What happens next, Brandy?
His attempt was the feeblest of all. The gun refused to fire, and he was seized by a boy next to him. like, Noah. like some six-year-old kid, like, took him down.
Well, he's a hunchback dwarf. I mean, you know, he's probably pretty easy to take.
I don't know.
Just picture another motherfucker running away. That had to be the funniest goddamn thing you ever seen.
Running across the park. Well, he wouldn't have to duck. They start shooting at him.
That's true. You might want a serpentine. All right. So
stop at the zoo and pretend you're a baby camel.
Now, we don't want to offend any of our listeners who might be hunchback dwarfs, because we're caring people.
We're pro dwarf.
We are.
I believe we can lose any hunchback dwarf listeners and not really take a big
for hit. Every hunchback dwarf listener we lose, we'll pick up four for making.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
So wait a minute. So the preschooler that was next to him, he got away from him.
Well, good.
And he ran.
And he ran.
Took those little 6-inch bent over steps.
Serpentine.
He couldn't see where he was running to.
Well, not in the tall grass. No, he could not.
Straight down. Because of the hunchback.
The Royal Guard had police round up every hunchback and dwarf in London.
How long did that take? Like,
how many are they?
What the fuck's in the water over there?
The police were able. You know what? You're going to be surprised by this. Hold on.
Did they have like an association?
The union?
They just went to the meeting. The police were able to bring in 28 hunchback dwarves.
Well, London's a big city.
I would love to have been at that interrogation.
But Bean was not one of them.
But he put him in a lineup. Turn around and like hit each other's head and shit.
Can you put him on chairs? I can't see him from here.
Please turn around. And then they just like turn around and hit each other.
Because of the hunchbacks.
Jesus Christ. And you know, like where they have the height, those little bars, maybe like 2'8". Yeah. If he stood up straight, he would be 5'7".
I've seen some shit in my day. I ain't never seen a hunchback.
I've been to 10
dwarf.
County fairs. Yeah. I ain't never seen. Yeah, okay.
Okay, so this is serious stuff. I mean,
sure. So they round up all these hunchback dwarves from the meeting.
Okay.
Bean's not there. Worried that clearly a ninja would-be assassin was still on the loose in the city.
Well, there's nothing more dangerous than an
angry
hunchback.
A wounded hunchback dwarf.
Who has nothing to lose. I mean, you know.
The motherfuckers don't need water for like 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Desperate hunchback dwarf is on the loose.
Yes. He's on the loose.
I'd like to be that
Lock
police
up your cattle.
Sketch artist.
He's on the lam.
He's on the lam. He could ride a lamb out of the city. All right. So this maniac.
I just love to see what the guys they brought in.
I mean, I believe that's profiling, Timmy.
It could be.
You idiots.
Yeah, we got another hunchback dwarf over here, John.
Well, wait a minute.
Hey,
so,
we're getting him in the back.
So, look like a hunchback dwarf to you.
No, I thought he was just tying his shoe.
They did tell you. It's 14 of them. Was third graders with backpacks.
Exactly.
Okay, Brandy, what happened now to Mr. Bean? Mr. Bean.
All right, so.
He's got a cool name, too.
Well, clearly. So. the Royal Guard, they can't handle it. They rounded up all these dwarves.
They could have started their own goddamn circus.
Yeah,
right,
and they got nothing. They
well,
don't
that's
have,
what I would have done.
They don't have the right dwarf.
P.T. Barnum was all over that one.
So they were worried that this guy's still on the loose. So they hired the services of several private investigators.
All right.
To augment the police search. Two of the detectives hired were Peter Calvin Sr. and his son Peter Calvin Jr. The elder Calvin was known as Big Peter, while his son was known as Little Peter.
Big Peter and Little Peter.
God.
Wait for it. It gets better. It gets better. Just hold on, because this seems like something Tim would make up and put in here.
No, it's
so I am not giving credence to any of its validity, but I'm going to put it out there
in the
world. Big Peter was described as salty and firm.
Very descriptive.
Yeah, that's... You painted a picture of that to me.
While his son, Little Peter, was considered weak and soft.
Yeah. Nothing worse than being a weak, soft Peter.
Little fleshy, pale, soft, weak Peter.
Yeah.
You really have no purpose in life if you're a weak and soft Peter.
No, you're not.
Now, if you're salty and firm.
then you got the world by the nuts. Together... Mm-hmm. Both Peters scoured the city in search of the 18-year-old hunchback dwarf.
So the whole city was covered by the Peters.
John Bean. Peters well, they
everywhere.
Were trying.
There were Peters everywhere.
They were popping out of everything.
Swing a dead cat without hitting a Peter.
Exactly. Little Peter searched the circuses and sideshows.
Well, that makes sense, because if you're going to find a hunchback dwarf, they're probably at circuses and sideshows.
I don't know that they go and watch them. I mean, they might work there.
Well, that's what I mean. That's where. Wouldn't that's a logical place to start your search?
Okay. While Big Peter explored the city's taverns and brothels, because Big Peter's going to take one for the team.
Well, I mean, think about it. If you're a little, if you're a hunchback dwarf, you're probably not getting, you know, having a lot of normal relations with women, Brandy. So, it would make sense for Peters to hang, or for a little dwarf.
First of all, you know, Big Peter's just hanging out there just to get a little something, something on the on the policeman's dime.
Well,
who's
I'm
research?
Just, I'm just saying, if your options are limited, like if you're a hunchback dwarf, you probably do go to brothels to.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Play, you know, find pleasure.
Okay. So after securing
even if you're not a hunchback.
Yeah.
Even if you're
five foot nine,
balding white guy with glasses that disconnect in the middle and shoes that you flatten the backs down on in a green sweatshirt. Yeah, that guy.
Continue, please.
After securing the services of a prostitute, all in the name of investigation.
Research.
Big Peter was happy to learn that John William Bean, the hunchback dwarf, was well known amongst the city's prostitutes. He would soon learn that John Bean frequented a brothel on London's west side.
I wonder if the hookers are just like, oh, fuck, here's John Bean coming again.
Yeah.
Short straw.
Because you know he's going to make me get on top.
No, I don't think he can. He might break something.
Well, he can't do it doggy style.
No,
well, I guess if he was actually standing on the bed.
No, maybe, you just got to get the shortest girl.
Or maybe she gives him a reach around or something.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, you got to kneel down and give him a reach around.
So
it's a problem.
So, big... Not for me. I don't... So, anyway, so...
So you would say you have no problem. You could handily do a reach around on a hunchback dwarf.
Oh, I'm out on hunchback dwarves.
Why is that? Why are you?
Yeah, why are you so anti dwarf?
Not anti dwarf.
Well, you're anti hunchback dwarf.
Yeah,
I'm not anti them. I just don't want to sleep with them. Their fingers freak me out. All right. Let's see.
You never had loving like you got from a hunchback dwarf.
How would you know?
I've seen a few things in my day.
I bet you have. All right. So 2 days later, after he learns this, Big mm-hmm. and Little, stake out the House of Ill Repute. Acting on a tip from a prostitute, Big and Little Peter apprehended John Bean as he strolled through a nearby park. Just so inconspicuous. Whistling a tune. Just walking along. John Bean attempted to run away. But because hunchback dwarfs tend to be slow, he was quickly tackled by Little Peter. And
that
arrested.
Really goes without saying. That's really understood.
Well, yeah.
But I wanted to include that.
Let's see. When
It was a case of him being taken down by Little Peter. Because a Big Peter would have just ripped him a new ass.
You know,
he's lucky Little Peter got him first.
They really should have hunchback dwarf racing. That should be an Olympic event.
Well,
now, seriously, Colonel, how often do you watch Summer Olympic events? Be honest.
Pretty often.
But what was the likelihood you would watch a hunchback dwarf race in the Olympics?
Oh, I'd be all over that.
Well, everyone would be. It would set new ratings, records for ratings. Right, Brandy, they really should have hunchback dwarf racing in the Olympics.
You know, now they had the dwarf tossing, mm-hmm. but hunchback midget, mm-hmm. you could put a handle right on that hunchback.
It's and use it like leverage?
Like curling.
Brandy, he's curling. Got a good point.
Hunchback dwarf curling.
All right, continue, Brandy.
Do it on a smooth
floor.
Sorry
we've interrupted your reading of the script.
You're not. So when they got him, Bean was still carrying the gun he'd used in his assassination attempt.
Well, see, that's the thing. You always get rid of the weapon right after you
mm-hmm,
use
but
it.
He did not. Robert Peel, the prime minister, was mortified of yet another attempt on the queen's life. When he rushed to the palace and saw the queen, he reportedly burst into tears.
Oh,
big pussy.
Peel and the public.
I didn't even cry in Old Yeller. He's crying just, nope. She didn't get it. The bitch didn't get hit. What are you crying about?
Maybe you liked her. Peel and the public realized after this fourth attempt that the mania for taking pot shots at the monarch was precipitated not by animosity against Victoria or by any revolutionary political desire, but by the diseased craving for notoriety, as the papers had it.
Does that remind you of anyone, Brandy? Craze. Read that again. What was it?
Diseased craving for notoriety.
Yes. Does that remind you of anything?
That was held by a few antisocial boys who coveted the attention and glory that came with the charge of high treason.
Hmm.
It's just a little light treason.
Peel passed an act that held their crime to be a high misdemeanor, punishable not by death, but by imprisoning and whipping.
Oh.
Oh, now, see, I'm not for that whipping, because that would really mess you up if you're a hunchback.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
Well, there's not a lot of...
You get flogged as a hunchback, that's brutal.
Well, there's not a lot of space to...
Hunchback flogging should be illegal.
Isn't that just dead space on your back, though?
I mean,
you could beat that sumbitch for an hour. Maybe you flatten them out if you use a good stick. Use some good hickory on that.
The act may have worked, too, as the assault stopped for a while.
Colonel has a unique way of looking at things, Brandy.
The jackass.
No, I'm just saying, you got a hunchback, you could probably just get it, you know, not just to be a
straighten him out.
Chubby back.
Yeah. He may be taller if he wasn't hunchback.
Yeah, you know what? You let hunchback on the floor, jump up and down on him. Motherfucker will grow 6 inches overnight.
So Victoria, okay, so they stopped for a while, and Victoria likely never put to use the parasol lined with chainmail that would have been designed for her.
I've been badass parasol.
Oh, for sure. A little heavy.
See, you asked me if I had a t-shirt on. I got chainmail on underneath this shirt.
The curious fashion accessory now lies deep in the archives of the Museum of London.
I want to see that. All right, now Colonel will tell us about the other attempts. It doesn't stop there. It's crazy.
It never does.
But Timmy, now, and this guy's a speedster, Timmy.
Okay.
Billy Hamilton, Timmy.
Billy Hamilton, okay.
He was a fellow Irishman, Timmy.
Oh, Jesus.
An unemployed bricklayer from Ireland. He was next to fire at the Queen. Please stop.
How many Irishmen there are in Ireland? Only 5 million.
And
you're not one of them.
And there's 27 million descendants in the United States.
Yeah, you threw that little tidbit out yesterday. It's not nearly as fascinating
as
you think it is.
So listen up, Lassie, here. On Constitution Hill on the day of the celebration of her birthday in 1839.
Well, that's a hell of a way to celebrate her birthday.
Yeah.
Taking a shot at her.
Happy birthday, Lassie. Take this one.
All right.
You foul bitch.
She was not an attractive woman when she was older.
They're never attractive when they're older, Timmy.
Yeah.
She had a big penis dangling from underneath a chainmail. Okay, now here, Timmy, on Thursday, May 19th, 1849.
Oh, that is close to Brandy and mine's birthday. Mm-hmm.
The royal carriage was fired upon once again.
Again?
Yeah.
On Constitutional Hill.
Yeah, this is like fucking, this bitch lived in Flanders Field, Timmy. Yet again, it proceeded down.
It's like living in Overrhine, Cincinnati.
I know.
Going to lunch.
It's like being living in the west side by me and just driving home every day. Now, the shot was fired from nearby Green Park, Timmy.
Okay.
And on this occasion, the queen was alone in a carriage at about 10 minutes before 6 o'clock and once again escaped unharmed.
Oh, that's good.
The man, now, devil, try to follow along. Understand my cadence.
Empire game.
How I'm putting this across so listeners
could learn a few things, Brandy, and improve your podcasting ability by listening to the Colonel and I when we project our voice.
Yeah. So the man who fired the pistol.
Suck it.
He was quickly apprehended by Police Constable Topley and taken to the palace and received by Inspector Walker there, Timmy.
I know, Colonel, how detailed this is. I even put the police officer's name.
Damn right you did, Timmy.
Yeah.
So anyway, Timmy, he was subsequently taken to
the Crown
King Street Station House and given into the custody of Inspector Dawkin.
Hmm.
Yes. The prisoner was about 22 years of age, Timmy, and was only about 5'6" or 7". He could have damn near been a dwarf himself. He had a fair complexion of hair and was dressed in a flannel jacket, corduroy trousers, a black waistcoat, and a cap, Timmy.
How do you like that, Colonel? How much detail I put
in? I mean,
that?
You painted a picture to me that I could see the man in my head right now.
Well, I appreciate that, Colonel. I appreciate you bringing it to life because, as you notice, my poetry that I written in the script, when it gets to Brandy's
the prose,
part,
the prose is wasted on the girl. And it's hard to write good prose when you're sticking with two syllable words.
Well, it's like having a hooker read Shakespeare. I mean. I mean, it really is.
You know what it's like? It's like having somebody just shove a mouthful of marbles in and trying to read sonnets to you.
I know.
Or sing Queen
songs.
But
I do appreciate how you bring it to life and leaving a lasting impression on our listeners. And that's why you and I are kind of the stars of the podcast.
Yeah, that's why we're wearing black. Mm-hmm. So his name, he finally admitted, was William Hamilton.
Bill.
He was a bricklayer by trade and an Irishman and an orphan.
Right.
And an orphan. And was raised in a poor school of the Protestant Orphan Society of Cork in Ireland, Timmy. Although he was the fourth to stand just outside Buckingham Palace with a gun, his act was as much of a surprise to the Queen's protectors as his predecessors were.
You think they get kind of used to it. Right?
Yeah. It's like, God damn it, another. Yeah. Another shooting. I ain't doing the paperwork on this one. So Hamilton was tired of his life and saw imprisonment as a likely improvement.
Anything about that, Brandy?
Yeah, Brandy. Imprisonment might be an improvement.
Over
in
this situation right here, yes, I would agree.
He got his wish, Timmy.
All right.
He pled guilty under the Peel's Act and suffered 7 years penal servitude.
What do you think of that, Brandy? Penal servitude
he had to serve. And at the prison colony at Gibraltar before disappearing into obscurity in Western Australia, because Australia is where all criminals go. A year later, Victoria's next assailant, Robert Raitt, struck. He was the only one of the seven to actually harm the Queen.
Yeah, about that, Brandy.
well known in London for his manic rambling. Who's that remind you of, Timmy?
You got that right.
Speeches he gave daily in Hyde Park. He interrupted one of these speeches when he saw the Queen's carriage inside the gates of her uncle's mansion on Piccadilly.
Piccadilly, Brandy.
Yes.
Like, much like the phallic symbol of a penis, he thrust the pistol into his face.
Her face.
He pushed himself into the front of the crowd, knowing that when the Queen's carriage emerged, he would find himself just inches from her.
Just inches, Brandy.
And slashed his cane down upon the royal forehead, blackening Victoria's eyes and leaving a welt.
He hit her in the head with the cane, Brandy.
He pimp beat the queen with a cane.
Didn't he?
Pimping isn't easy.
So I hear.
But let me ask you, is that really an assassination attempt if you hit her over the head with a cane?
I wouldn't count that as one. Now, she intended to go to opera that night. When her ladies-in-waiting begged her to stay home, she replied, "Certainly not. If I do not go, it will be thought that I am seriously hurt and people will be distressed." And that bitch swung like a little girl. So
She did say that.
She said that bitch couldn't break a pinata with that swing.
Continue,
girl. What's going on? "But you are hurt, ma'am," the lady replied. "Then everyone shall see how little I give a rat's dick about being hurt," the queen said. "He could have hit me 10 more times and that little bitch wouldn't have hurt me."
She didn't say that.
I think she might have.
Pate was sentenced to 7 years transportation. I'm not sure what that means.
I bet that's
a bitch.
He had to drive a taxi for 10 years.
So anyway,
God, Brandy, what would you think about 10 years of transportation?
Yeah.
I would not like it.
Now, her six would be assailant.
It'd be an Uber driver.
I would not like that a bit.
Arthur O'Connor, another Irishman.
It just means he was incarcerated.
Now, the sixth guy that tried to do it, Arthur O'Connor, it was another Irish lad.
Was he with Achani and Levy?
He's a great nephew of the Chartist politician, Fergus O'Connor.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. You don't know who Fergus
O'Connor. That guy.
Don't even nod your head. You don't know who Fergus
is.
He
doesn't read.
He had an overwhelming desire to surpass his great uncle in fame in one stroke, Timmy.
One single stroke, Brandy.
Well.
In February 1872, he wrote up an edict for the Queen to sign, an order feeling that freeing the many Irish political prisoners then in British penitentiaries.
So his was actually politically motivated.
He was the Unabomber of his day, Timmy. His plan was to interrupt the scheduled Thanksgiving at St. Paul's Cathedral with edict in one hand and a rusty flintlock in the other. He was going to do a Luca Brasi on the Queen, Timmy.
The penal transportation, by the way, just means that they were relocated. So they had to probably go to Australia.
Go to Australia. Yeah. That's hell on earth, really. No offense to Australian readers.
We have a lot of Australian listeners.
No, I'm just saying, it's hell on earth. Everything in Australia will kill you.
Wouldn't you like to go to Australia?
You could buy a bottle of Coke.
In a bubble.
If you went to Coke Zero went to Australia and got a bottle of Coke Zero, that Coke Zero could attack you and kill you. That Coke Zero, the Coke Zero in Australia has more caffeine than any other Coke. Just like the
snakes. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that either.
You know, kangaroos are very sexual creatures.
Very what?
Sexual.
Jesus. Oh yeah, they were. Yeah, it's. I don't know why they say like bunnies. People should say they was fucking like kangaroos, because they do it all the time.
Yeah, and then they just hop away, Brandy.
Mm-hmm. They don't cuddle. Mm-mm. They don't cuddle. God damn no, they don't cuddle.
Have you ever seen Brandy? Have you ever seen kangaroos cuddle?
No.
All right.
You know what?
Say no more, Colonel.
You know why they do it so much, Timmy?
Why?
Because with those short arms, those T Rex arms, they can't.
Oh.
Can't.
Uh-huh.
Can't stroke themselves.
I got you.
You know what I mean? You ever seen a T-Rex try to pull one off?
I never have.
Have you
ever
seen
that? It's a frustrating
act. I never have.
To me. That's why they were so goddamn mean.
Is that why they're extinct?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. That's why they were so mad all the time.
Well, even if you had, if you're a T-Rex and you got a T-Rex arena willing to pleasure you, like get on her knees and pleasure you.
A T-Rex arena?
You couldn't even hold her head.
No,
you couldn't reach it.
You just have to bend down and get the sides, and then I mean, you couldn't even choke a good T-Rena.
Yeah, that's true, Brandy. You have to admit that's true. He's got a point.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah, T-Rex can't choke nobody.
No.
Yeah. So half our listeners wouldn't want him. So anyway, so he's got this rusty flintlock in one hand,
right,
and this edict in his other hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he knew he was going to die, but wrote into the edict the command that he be treated as a brave political foe.
Okay.
Shot by a firing squad rather than hang like a common criminal.
That's fair.
He failed to get into the cathedral as a police spotted him acting suspiciously there the night before and threw his ass out.
Hmm.
2 days later, he clambered over the fence at Buckingham Palace and came upon the Queen at the end of one of her carriage rides.
Mm.
Once again, you know what? This woman had used it. She had a lot of things thrust into her face in her lifetime. Much like the... Well, never mind. So he thrust his weapon, mm-hmm, into Victoria's face, but was quickly knocked to the ground by her faithful servant John Brown again.
Hey, John Brown is all over that.
He's a bad motherfucker. That John Brown's one bad.
He's
mother.
Dead now. His Shut body lies a moldering in the grave. You know, he not only did he protect the Queen, but he came over here and raided on Harper's Ferry.
Mm-hmm.
He's a busy guy.
And
busy guy.
He was the sheriff down in the Bob Marley town.
Yes, you're right.
Sheriff John Brown always hated me.
But this shot the deputy. I know. I understand that you're already going out on the limb and saying that you shot the deputy. You're already looking at life, probably. Why not just go ahead and come to
shoot
the
sheriff? The sheriff.
Oh yeah, he shot the sheriff, but not the deputy.
Well, maybe he had no beef with the deputy.
Yeah, but my point is you're already saying you shot the
beef with the deputy.
You already shot the high sheriff. You're going away for a while.
Yep, but he's got no beef with the deputy.
Yeah, but I did not shoot the deputy.
See, that's the thing you do, Colonel. If you want to shoot a deputy and a sheriff, shoot them both, but then say, "Hey, I shot the sheriff. I didn't shoot the deputy. Don't look at me."
Are you texting that hooker back and forth?
I don't want to shoot either of them, Timmy.
All right, continue, Colonel.
So he thrusts his pistol into her face.
Okay.
John Brown knocks him down. John Brown gets a medal. O'Connor only got imprisonment and the threat of a whipping. Just a threat.
That should be
a threat.
Enough.
Hold on. That was later negotiated into exile into Australia.
Oh.
Motherfucker would rather go to Australia than take a beating.
You got transportation.
I'll go to Australia.
I'll take transportation.
I'd take the beating before I go to Australia. I'll tell you, if it was Canada, I'd just say, get that hickory stick out and start wailing.
Oh, come on. We got our good friend Shirley Strap up there.
I'm not talking about the Canada. I'm just talking about, did you see
Toronto,
the temperatures up in Canada?
Huh?
Did you see the temperatures up there?
Oh, it's cold. Yeah, I know.
It's like, I believe at one point, Toronto was 175 below, Timmy.
I don't think that's true.
175 below.
I don't think that's true.
They
at
got
all.
33 feet of snow.
Really? It was a bad winter.
Have you seen the thing in Florida where the iguanas and everything are falling out of the trees because they freeze and they fall out of the trees? My mother cries laughing. She sees that and just
I've seen
cries.
A crocodile frozen in ice.
Yeah. Evidently, it's just suspended animation and they'll fall out and be fine.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
I'm not really sure about that.
Continue, Colonel.
That's what the news said.
Okay. Fake news. So anyway...
It's kind of she watches TV when you're watching.
I know. She heard that
when
on
you're watching the Idiot Channel. Watching The Crown on the Idiot Channel.
Oh my God! You know what? Fuck you guys.
Dummy TV.
No,
so anyway,
we're not calling you an idiot, Brandy.
It's just a channel.
Yeah,
and people who watch it, people
like ABC.
Yeah,
fuck yourselves.
So anyway, the last attempt on a life was
there's more.
Really the last one, Timmy.
All right,
last one, and this was the most threatening of all, Timmy. It's Roderick McLean, and he's a mentally disturbed scion of a wealthy family.
Scion,
yeah, and he's wandering the south of England with a paranoid hatred of humanity and a fixation on supernatural properties of the color blue and the number 4, Timmy.
Who did that sound like, Colonel?
I know.
Paranoid, supernatural properties.
Sounds like Timmy.
Do you have anything with the number four, Brandy, that interests you?
But Timmy, in March 1882, he shifted his fixation to the queen and he bought, why do these motherfuckers always buy? Somebody buy a good gun. He bought a cheap revolver with four bullets in the chamber and confronted Victoria as she rode to Windsor Castle from the railway station.
Like, here we go again.
Although a number of police were in the station yard, the protocol for royal security was as woefully inadequate in 1882 as it had been in 1842, despite seven motherfuckers trying to kill this woman.
40 years of assassination attempts, Brandy, mm-hmm. This woman survived.
Yep.
Victoria's protectors kept their eyes on her and not on the crowd.
They have to salute. They have to show respect.
Here's the thing. If I'm Victoria, at some point I'm going to have a meeting and say, look here, motherfucker, I ain't going to shoot myself.
Send a strongly worded letter to
an email.
Your staff.
Ain't nary one of these bullets come from my own hand. Quit looking at me as if I'm the suspect here. Look out into the crowd.
You got a good point, Colonel.
Yeah.
We need someone with his
brains.
Oh,
you need me on that wall, Timmy.
Randy.
What?
We need someone with his intelligence on this podcast.
Goddamn right you do.
Otherwise, what's the what donkey?
Otherwise, it would not rise to the level of it would not be as quality of a podcast as it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we we'd be
we're number 476,000 on iTunes.
Yeah. So we had 38 downloads last week.
We did.
Although a number of police were in the station yard, the protocol for royal security was as woefully inadequate in 1882 as it had been. So, you know, these motherfuckers, bunch of slow learners. At McLean's trial for high treason and not high misdemeanor, since he certainly shot at her.
Did he get transportation?
Approach. It became clear that the man was insane in the membrane.
Insane, Brandy, meaning that he does not have his faculties.
And the Queen's government was more than willing to accept the verdict of acquittal on the grounds of insanity, which would have put him in Broadmoor for the rest of his life. Broadmoor is a mental institution, devil.
Yes.
Okay.
At this point, the Queen was not willing.
Well,
the Queen was getting
a
little annoyed at these assassination attempts. She was not at all amused.
They seem to be very lenient on their...
Her security, she thought, depended upon her attackers being found guilty and given sure punishment, not acquittal. Now, see, here's where you're wrong, Miss Victoria. It did not depend on them being found guilty because all these other motherfuckers was found guilty and they're still shooting at you. But, you know, I don't believe
They're getting pretty light sentences, though.
Yeah. So when McLean was found not guilty, Victoria was livid.
Mad, Brandy. She was really mad.
I bet.
Motherfucker has shot at her. Therefore, he was guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she got a code. And actually, Victoria was one of the OG Crips.
Yes.
So that it was not going to go, you know.
Yeah.
If the law did not recognize this, the law had to be changed. She ordered Prime Minister William Gladstone to change it. And he did. Seen through an act that changed the insanity verdict from not guilty by reason of insanity to guilty but insane.
Guilty but insane,
which
Brandy.
Is what we often say about some of the stuff the devil does around here. She guilty, but she insane. The curious verdict remained on the books until 1964. Now, for her part, Victoria survived. She was a 50 cent of a day, Timmy.
Okay.
She survived all 8 attempts on her life, no worse for the wear. Finally, Timmy, finally dying of a wicked case of chlamydia.
No.
On January 22nd, 1901, at the age of 81 years old. Actually, I joke about the chlamydia. Mm-hmm. Queen Victoria had a thrum.
She died of natural causes.
Well,
but
it's not really natural causes.
Chlamydia can be very dangerous, Brandy.
She got one of those purple things, those thrombosthemorrhoids.
Oh, I see.
From not getting enough, because, you know, over in England, they don't get vegetables and stuff.
I did not know that.
She's not getting enough fiber. She got constipated. She got a hemorrhoid. She got a big one. It ruptured. She bled to death on the pot.
All right, let's just say natural causes.
Just like for her.
So when did she die, Colonel?
She died in 1901, Timmy.
How old was she, Colonel?
She was 80-01, Timmy.
She's 81 years old?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brandy, your final thoughts on the assassination attempts of Queen Victoria. Do you have any final thoughts?
I do not. I don't.
We would like to give a shout out to Sam Brown, who sent us
Sam Brown. Thank you very much.
She sent us a very nice note. Says she loves the podcast. So thank you, Sam, for listening.
Does she hate Chuck?
Probably, but no. She gave us a very. She sent a very nice email and she praised all of them. But she did say she was Team Brandy.
No, she said no in that email. I believe
she wanted to know if your middle name was really Beauregard.
That is a pseudonym.
Her youngest son's name is Beauregard.
That is becoming more and more common. It's a very wonderful name.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Colonel, do you have any final thoughts on the assassination attempts of Queen Victoria?
They only tried to kill her 8 times, Timmy. She ain't as sore as I am today.
Okay. She's not gangster like you.
She's not OG, no.
Brandy, we would like to thank all of our supporters who graciously donate to us on Patreon. If you would like to donate to this wonderful, well-done podcast on Patreon, if we have enough support, we might be able to replace Brandy someday.
But hurtful.
Maybe we get Siri to just read her part. If we could program Siri to read her part.
You know what, Alexa?
Have you ever listened to YouTube videos?
We can get Alexa.
Where they have just like the computer voices reading like a Wikipedia page. That's what we need.
Alexa, read the script.
Yeah. Anyway, come on, Siri. We would like to thank all of you who support us on Patreon. If you would like to support us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com/historydweebs, where you can give a little, you can give a lot, or
just a wee little bit to me.
Brandy, give a shout out to all of our wonderful Patreon supporters.
Only because I like them and hate the two of you right now.
No, we just teased Brandy. Fuck She's you. An integral part of our podcast, Colonel. You have to admit that.
Well, you know what?
Some people like to hear her talk.
Much like malaria is an integral part of the Ivory Coast.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Continue, Brandy, with your shout-outs.
We would like to thank the following people for their money.
Yes, support.
James Seabright, Tommy Lane, thank you for the pins shaped like screwdrivers, by the way. I will be bringing those to work and using them.
Yeah, don't arm Brandy. We just asked you. Yeah, if you want to.
Too late.
You're an accomplice now.
Yes. Yeah,
she doesn't care. She's in Hawaii. Jason Dykes, Terry Stafford. Terry, take care of yourself, bud. I know you're going through a rough time.
I love Terry.
Terry's good.
Malachi.
He's fucked up. He's like a professional wrestler.
Yes.
Amazing. Let's see. Shelley Garrett, Bridget Clavey, Brandy McBride, Jennifer Savota, Maggie Glover, Mike Sadler, who does beautiful floors. That was him.
Carving. He was carving.
Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah. I thought that was him.
He offered to make us a clock for the podcast.
That's gorgeous. Yeah, he's gorgeous. I saw a couple of those.
Make it digital because this bitch don't know how to do it. The hand time, the big hand on the 2, little hand on the 4. Give us a digital.
It's very nice of him. We get all kinds of listeners who want to donate for their particular
services.
I wish we get some hookers listen to this podcast.
Good Jesus.
Well, you know, we got a lot of ladies on
ladies.
We got a lot of ladies who offer their services in the selfie threads. They put their beautiful pictures on there.
Guys put their pictures on there.
Oh, we got some ugly motherfuckers on there.
most of our male listeners are not that attractive, Brandy. But our female.
Yeah, they are.
Our female.
We got some really good looking male listeners.
Got one single male that I would.
That you would do?
I don't think that's true.
Well, okay, maybe we got one or two.
Jason Dykes, Jimmy Preble.
Would you do them twice? That's the real test.
Well, that's true.
All right.
It's not if you do a person once. Yeah. Would you do them twice?
Clark, for the love of God, come on.
Clark Trowbridge is like...
he's a handsome man.
You know Clark's one of the nicest guys you ever meet.
He is. He's a good guy. And so is his wife, Diane.
His wife. They're amazing.
Yeah, they are.
All right, so Mike Sadler, Jamie Dent, Maja, Tyrone, Amber Scoville, Marsha Boris, Stacy Alsop, Jody and Sean Wells, who have the cutest little girl.
Yes.
Amber Anderson, who has 150 kids. But she's
very
awesome.
Yeah, she's a very special person.
She is, yes. They Walk Among Us, which did we decide her name was Dame Rosie or?
It's Princess Lord Ben.
Rosie. Princess Rosie.
Princess Buttercup Rosie.
And no. Princess Rosanna. The Princess? English Rose.
Rosanna. Okay. Rosanna.
The English Rose.
Yeah. Lorna Violet, mm-hmm. who's also awesome.
She is.
Mike Dale.
She has goats.
She
named the goat after me.
Does she have a fainting goat?
I don't know, but those are the best things in the world. I love
what, fainting goats?
Oh, my God. I love goats.
You would be so mean to a fainting goat.
I would scare the shit out of it all the time. Two or three times a day.
They'd get the vapors.
They would absolutely get the vapors. Mike Deo, Kelly Charette, Karen Widner, Callie, Lauren Meredith, Jessica Greeno, the Pleasing Terrors podcast.
Our good
with
buddy
Mike
Brown.
Brown.
Yes. Mike Brown, who hopefully we'll see in at CrimeCon.
They're going to be in Louisville.
I saw that.
And Diane Student with History Goes Bump. Mm-hmm. They're going to be in Louisville, and there's somebody else that's going to be with them, and then they're going to go on
it. Terrors or something like that.
Something like that. I don't know, but they're going to be in Louisville, and yeah. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it down, but tickets are not expensive.
Go to Pleasing Terror's Facebook page.
Yes, yes.
Mike will tell you all about it.
Sarah Bloom. Amazing,
yes, our
Sarah Bloom.
Lovely Sarah Bloom.
Amber Krupp. Come
Amber,
on now.
The beautiful Amber Krupp.
Please.
Amber's just one of a kind.
She really is.
She
but
is.
She's a Steelers fan. See, it's a cognitive
dissonance
sort
that.
Of thing. You know, I want Pittsburgh to lose, and I know that Amber is rooting for him.
No,
so
see, I don't
want
Pittsburgh
to
lose because if Pittsburgh loses, that means New England wins.
Well, not this weekend.
Not this weekend.
Yes.
the Now American History podcast.
Our good buddy Joe.
Yes, Joe, the amazing podcast. Catherine Cock Garage Richardson, which I haven't seen her on the page in a while, but she's still around. Fiona Crisp, Laura O'Reilly, Christine Bourgeois. Let me tell you something about Christine Bourgeois.
First of all, it's Bourgeois.
Whatever.
Bourgeois.
Shut up. So I was cruising through, and she had started a selfie thread or whatever, and I've never – maybe I'd seen her picture before and not paid attention, but I'd
beautiful
never
one.
Seen
her. She's
holy
gorgeous.
Crap.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, Christine,
that's what people usually
should
say when they see my picture, Colonel.
You know what? I've stopped putting my picture on selfie threads because I feel like
– you feel threatened.
Well, no, I feel like – well, first of all, too many people on that just objectify the Colonel.
They don't.
Yeah.
You know?
They would probably use you for mass story purposes.
And I feel like they're putting me – put my picture in their spank bank.
Okay,
and,
but Christine really needs to post some more pictures of herself because
she is
beautiful.
Gorgeous. She is.
Aaron, Kimberly Cambron, Elise.
My favorite person.
Yes.
Elise and her gorgeous son.
And her little baby. I love that little baby. I want to squeeze his cheeks.
So gorgeous.
Annette Petre, Elise. Jahara, Alicia, and Chip.
Our good friends. Hopefully we'll see them. They're from Tennessee, so hopefully we'll see them at CrimeCon.
Marika Smith, Jeff and Don Chestnut. Happy birthday, Don.
Happy birthday,
yes,
Don.
Happy birthday, Don. Make Dr. Jeff do something nice for you.
Don's just such a beautiful woman.
They probably celebrate with a romantic evening.
I know. They probably do grown-up things.
Don't dirty it up, Timmy.
No, I'm
Christ
saying
sake.
Jeff is a very romantic guy. I'm sure that...
Yeah, but you know... Jeff, for being a doctor, and he's not very much of an adult.
I don't know.
What do you mean about that?
I don't know. He does some grown-up stuff.
He has two great podcasts. One is Backroads
to
History.
Yeah. And Poems by Jeff.
Yes.
Karen Barnes, amazing as usual.
Our good friend, Karen Barnes.
Rachel Flynn.
Yes.
Shirley Strapp. Seriously.
The
amazing.
Lovely Shirley Strapp.
Todd Long. Lydia Fisher. Phyllis Munson, Melissa Montoya, Cindy Liu, Kristen Malachinsky, Heather Poole, Adam McWalters, The Vanished Podcast.
Marissa.
Yes, our good friend Marissa.
Mm-hmm. Canadian True Crime with Christy Lee.
Yes.
Insight.
Toronto Christy Lee.
Uh-huh.
Toronto. They call her Toronto. Christy Lee, the Toronto kid.
Uh-huh. Insight with Charlie and Allie.
And I may see Charlie. I'm going to go to Kansas City in May or June.
Kansas City. Here I come.
Going to a couple baseball games, and I'm going to try to meet up with Charlie while I'm out there. Anyone else in Kansas City wants to meet? I'll be happy to meet you as well. But we're going to try to do a podcast. So stay tuned for that.
Are you?
They're just going to kick you off like they did the last time.
I'm going to come with a fake Australian accent. I'll try to be Allie.
Joe Clifford, Mistress Vader, Ron Monastrio, Tracy Smith, Jess, John V, Nene, Bridget Bernhard, Stacy, Christine Hauer, Cheryl Walden, Nicholas, Ryan, Margaret McDonald, Aaron Turner, Rudy the Wonder Dog, his dollar gets his name said, which is ridiculous. Rudy doesn't have a fucking job.
Well, it's more than your dollar. It's a dollar more than you give, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, you're speaking into the dollars that I give to this goddamn podcast. Lady Beverly.
The lovely Lady Beverly.
The lovely Lady Beverly.
Yes.
And the reason we do everything, Miss Dottie.
Do you have to say her name, Dottie Scott?
Yes.
Miss Dottie.
I would like to thank all of you for listening. I know it's sometimes difficult to get through these podcasts when Brandy's rambling on and on. She interrupts us all the time.
She interrupts, she rambles, and then she gets that dead fish thing when she's reading.
Yeah.
You know,
dead fish.
Huh?
The dead fish.
The dead fish. I mean, it's like she just.
What are you playing there, Brandy? What are you?
She
what
says
game are you
the
playing?
Words, but
I'm looking up caustic substances that will dissolve bodies.
Okay, thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next time on History Dweebs. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Bye, bye.
Good day.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.